you look at all of the different possibilities. There aren't many churches here. I was surprised at that. But there are all sorts of little institutes or classes in all sorts of religious or spiritual activities. I mean, you can find all sorts of things on meditation, for example.
You've lived in a lot of different places. You've had a lot of different experiences. If you could pick one that will most closely inform your time here, what would it be?
Boy, that's a hard one. I've been pastor in several places, and I bring each time I've learned something that I take to the next place. My most recent time was in Wenatchee, Washington, and I recognized how important to their community and congregation their small groups were. And so I'm hoping to increase that here. Now, that's a pretty Methodist-oriented thing, so it's not new. But I really experienced it more in Wenatchee than I had in other places. In other situations, I mean, one of the things in Aspen is you've got to deal with people who, shall we say, are overly affluent or very affluent. And I've had that experience both in Parker, not to the same extent, and when I was president at United Theological Seminary. And I think relating to that part of the community is also an important part of the church. Not so much to try to get all their money, which is too often the case with nonprofits, but to recognize that the spiritual growth happens regardless of your assets, physical assets.
And so, does that mean not thinking about what kind of financial contributions they could make to the church and focusing instead on their needs?
Exactly. That's the idea. Now, certainly, everybody, regardless of their ability financially, will support those things that are meaningful to their lives. My spiritual director, who's a Jesuit, so I'm very ecumenical. When I told him I was coming here, he says, "Well, I hear the billionaires are pushing out the millionaires in Aspen." And that's the kind of perception out there. Now, that perception, as all perceptions, probably has some element of truth in it. But that doesn't tell you what we're about. That doesn't tell you about the place. And it's an easy way to dismiss things. When we start categorizing people, socioeconomic, education, whatever, we cease to have to deal with them as real people. And I think religion at its best, we break down all of those categories and we say, you know, how is your relationship with one another? How is your relationship with God? Because, you know, that's what gives meaning to life.
Pastor Mike, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Well, it's good to be here and good to be asked.